Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host, and we're in the studio. And I want to thank, we have a new logo, the Family Business Association, which I've been associated with for 13 years. We love the Family Business Association, the largest nonprofit in support of the family-owned firm. And then I've also listed over here, I got to figure this out. How do we point these things over here? My management consulting firm, which is really my full-time job at Mage LLC. Radio Entrepreneurs is just a byline. Our next guest, looking forward to speaking with him, is Aaron Falous, founder and CEO of Promotable. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, Aaron, the first is always Aaron, always the first in line, the first in life. And hopefully you're going to have the best story. What is Promotable?
So we're a workforce accelerator that closes employer skill gaps and prepares professionals for high growth careers in the digital economy. And specifically focused on closing those data skill gaps. So we do both live online and pre-COVID in-person data analytics classes, both for individuals as well as for companies, and really focused on making sure that we're not just teaching stuff just to teach it, but more importantly, it's why are we here, right? We're solving a business problem, or it's because you're looking to level up at your company, or we're really filling this gap that companies have, right? And so our goal is to really be able to we essentially customize and adapt our training to match that gap that person's looking to fill. So if you're in marketing and you want to level up on the marketing side, great, we're able to help you work on that, kind of custom work product, if you will, so that when you're going to go talk to that recruiter or that hiring manager, you can say, it's not that I have this certificate or whatever that, says that I know stuff, but let me just show you my work sample and let's take it from there. And really show how, we're actually hitting that goal versus just learning something in the abstract. Because I think we all know that just learning something, doesn't mean the job's going to follow, right?
Right. So how did you get into this business?
So it was very, I suppose I have a more circuitous path to tech than a lot of people. I thought I wanted to be a diplomat at one point and went to grad school for that, made a really hard pivot into tech, and ended up, on the business side of a coding bootcamp out in San Francisco. And so that was one of the, quit your job, move to San Francisco, become a software engineer in 12 weeks. It was a really cool program. And I think just being someone who was not technical and had to learn all those things to do my job better, going through that and other companies, I realized that there was this gap where, if you wanted to transition your career and become a software engineer or become a data scientist or something like that, there were lots of programs available to you. But if you just wanted to become a better marketer or become a better finance person or product manager or what have you, or better manager in general, there wasn't really class for that, right? It was always like, quit your job and change. But it's like, hey, I think that regardless of what you do, you need to be able to understand data and make, decisions based on the information that you have, or learn how to, articulate that. And so that's what we decided to make.
Wow. So can you give me an example of a typical client and how they would use your services?
Sure. So we have two kinds of clients. We'll focus on an individual. Say you're a marketing manager at a Series A or a Series B company, or you might be at a larger company like Braintree or JP Morgan or Caterpillar. We've had folks from kind of across the spectrum of companies here. But usually you're thinking, hey, I want to get better at my job. I know that I could do this a lot better or more efficiently if I had this skill. Or maybe you don't really even know exactly what the technology is that you need, but you're like, hey, I don't like doing this. I know I could do it so much better if I could solve this problem. And that's usually when someone will look for a data course, and they'll come and find us for a couple of reasons. One is because you often, I don't know if you remember from when we were in school, undergrad and grad school for me, we have a lot of professors who are really smart, really good at teaching, but often were academic and didn't necessarily have that practical experience. Where for us, you're not looking to transition to a new career, right? So it's like you're thinking, well, how do I get better as a marketer? How do I get better as a product manager? We want someone who has experience with that. And so all of our instructors are all folks from, we're Chicago-based, so Nielsen and Grubhub and Groupon and Caterpillar and these kinds of places where they deal with data every single day, but it's messy, right? It's not, you don't have a really clean thing. So it's like, well, how do we do this? What problems are we solving? And you get those real practical examples that helps you better actually match the kind of skill that you're learning to real examples that actually happen and how you could actually take advantage of that. So, you know, those are probably reasons that people come and find us. And then of course, on the company side as well, you know, you're thinking, hey, I have, you know, this team of people who's really smart and we want to invest in them and we want them to be able to do their jobs that much better. And so they'll reach out to us. We worked with Fortune 500 companies before. We worked with, you know, small companies before. And ultimately, it's, you know, you have all these assets, right? You have these people that you've invested in, that you've hired. You spend a lot of time, you know, working on that. And why not, you know, instead of going to market and spending a bunch of money and time hiring new people, you know, for a lot of these things, you could hire a data science team and spend tons and tons of money, or you could spend a couple grand and train someone to do a lot of that work. You know, you can train some of your analysts who are really good at Excel maybe to do some of those SQL queries or make those Tableau dashboards, or ultimately just get better at articulating what you know, your team needs to your technical team. That was a couple of examples.
Well, that's all very interesting. And what's your revenue model so we can understand that?
Sure. So on the individual side, we have individual classes. So, you know, B2C, so someone will sign up, they'll pay us, and take our course, and then move on. And then same thing on the business side. We have a couple of different options. We have, you know, white label products. So, you know, we'll work with like a university partner to say, okay, well, we want to offer this kind of course, and we'll, you know, it'll be powered by Promotable. And of course, we'll have your standard kind of group training. So someone will say, we have 15 people we want to train up on these types of skills. And so we'll go through and ultimately kind of customize it, and we'll say, okay, well, tell me what the end goal is. How do we want to use these skills? Because that's, I think, the most important part that gets lost in so much of this. It's not just learning the thing, but it's all about the why. So that we can come back and say, okay, well, let's find examples that make sense that will relate to your team. And the same thing for an individual. You know, it's like they want to be able to figure out how to use that.
Oh, very interesting. How many are there in the business?
In terms of teammates? Right. So we've got two part-time teammates, and then of course we have a lot of instructors as well who are part-time, but they'll teach a class on and then they'll take it off, because a lot of our instructors, they have day jobs. And so they'll do their 9 to 5 at Nielsen or Grubhub or wherever, and then they'll come and teach for us in the evening. So I'm really asking a lot of their time, and they do it because they enjoy it and they want to be there and they want to mentor and they want to teach people, which I think makes all the difference.
Has this economy actually helped you because everybody's being educated on Zoom or whatever, no classroom?
Yeah, I think it ultimately, I think, does break down some of those barriers that I think originally, and we always had that online option. And I think people appreciated that, hey, you could sign up for an in-person class, but say you can't make it one day, or you live kind of in the suburbs, or for whatever reason you're late, you want to try and either, you know, you can't make it in person, you want to watch it online, or you want to watch a recording. We always make those available so that, you know, there's not really, one, there's no excuse for missing something, but more importantly, we built in that flexibility. So we always kind of had that option.
We've been speaking with Aaron Falous, founder and CEO of Promotable. Aaron, if someone's looking for you and your educational initiatives, how would they find you?
So they'll go to www.promotable.io, or they can also send us an email. I think they can send that to hello@promotable.io.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being on Radio Entrepreneurs. I think all entrepreneurs and business people need to continually improve, especially because the landscape is changing every day. So thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it, and remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.